In their audience with Pope Benedict, the bishops of Ghana, represented by the president of their bishops' conference, Lucas Abadam Lura, reported to the Holy Father that the church in their country is growing from strength to strength.
We are striving hard to make the church self-reliant and self-propagating as much as possible without ignoring missionary collaboration.
At this, Pope Benedict emphasized the importance of good formation of the laity in the communities of Ghana.
There's a particular and pressing need for the church as a beacon of hope to intensify her efforts to provide Catholics with comprehensive programs of formation, which will help them to deepen their Christian faith and thus enable them to take their rightful place both in the Church of Christ and in society.
Archbishop Palmer Buckle agreed and said that another emphasis had to be placed on good priestly formation too.
We need to strengthen our priests in their formation so that the priests can deliver the goods, as St. Paul, as St. Peter says in his letter in 1 Peter 3:14 onwards. He says, be ready to give to those who ask you the reason for your faith. But do it with humility and simplicity, but at the same time with a certain firmness of faith, and even be ready to suffer for the faith if the need should be. So that should be the way we should approach evangelization in Ghana at this material moment.
But the bishops say sometimes the church can be limited in their evangelical work due to lack of resources. World Bank member nations meeting in Washington have just approved a debt relief plan for Ghana and 16 other African and Latin American countries, a total of $37 billion over 40 years. The church has played a major part in achieving such goals, something Pope Benedict XVI congratulated the Ghanaian bishops on and encouraged them to continue with.
Your country has made great strides in recent years to deal with the scourge of poverty and to strengthen the economy. Notwithstanding this laudable progress, much still remains to be done to overcome this condition which impedes a large portion of the population. Extreme and widespread poverty often results in a general moral decline. In this situation, people can easily lose trust in the future. The church, however, shines forth as a beacon of hope in the life of the Christian.
The Ghanaian bishops conclude their ad limina visit this week. I'm Catherine Smybert.